This is the parallax for Wednesday, May 13, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We start with President Trump in Beijing for a high-stakes summit with Xi Jinping, the first such visit in nearly a decade. The president brought along some of Silicon Valley's biggest names: Elon Musk, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and Nvidia's Jensen Huang. The agenda is ambitious: trade, Taiwan, AI guardrails, and China's relationship with Iran all on the table. How outlets frame this tells you a lot about their concerns. Fox News emphasizes the security precautions, U.S. officials using clean devices and secure zones to prevent hacking. The Guardian, meanwhile, focuses on Trump's headline-grabbing deals and notes a creative linguistic workaround. China reportedly changed Secretary of State Marco Rubio's name's transliteration to permit his entry, despite having him under sanctions. And the BBC takes a longer view, calling Beijing arguably the most powerful competitor the U.S. has confronted in its history, noting that the China Trump faces today is stronger and more assertive than during his first term. Axios raises perhaps the thorniest question: can either nation hold productive dialogue around AI security when both are racing for supremacy? And can they trust the other to abide by any agreement? Turning to economics, inflation just hit a three-year high. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported U.S. inflation climbed to 3.8% in April, the highest since May 2023. Energy costs, driven by the ongoing conflict with Iran, are cited as a primary factor. That number rattled markets and sparked a fiery Senate hearing with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, who faced bipartisan grilling over the war's rising $29 billion cost and dwindling weapons stockpiles. The coverage splits along predictable lines. Bloomberg reports that the International Energy Agency says oil inventories are falling at a record pace globally due to Strait of Hormuz disruptions, a trend that will persist for months. Fox News has Hegseth dismissing concerns about munitions as foolish, while Zero Hedge reports Iran has outlined five demands to restart peace talks: war reparations, sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, and an end to sanctions, all rejected by the White House. What's notable is Axios's reporting that Trump flew to Beijing under some of the darkest economic clouds of his political career, citing a new CNN poll showing 70% of Americans disapprove of his handling of the economy. In personnel news, FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry has resigned after a turbulent 13-month tenure. Trump confirmed the departure on Truth Social and named Kyle Diamantis, the agency's deputy commissioner for food, as acting commissioner. McCarry's exit reveals deep fissures within the administration's health agenda. Axios reports his tenure made the FDA the unexpected source of drama for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s broader MAHA health reform efforts. The immediate trigger was reportedly his opposition to approving fruit-flavored e-cigarettes. But Fox News and the Daily Wire note tensions also mounted over his handling of the abortion drug mifepristone. Mother Jones captures the tension perfectly. McCarry wasn't anti-abortion or pro-vape enough for Trump. Pro-life activists wanted more aggressive action on abortion drugs, while the administration pushed for vape approvals, leaving the commissioner caught between opposing pressures. Finally, a quick look at some stories making waves. The Justice Department charged the Singapore and India-based entities of Synergy Marine, operator of the Dali cargo vessel, in connection with the 2024 Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore that killed six workers. The Trump administration also filed suit against the Catholic Diocese of Las Cruces, New Mexico, seeking to seize church land housing a 29-foot limestone statue of Jesus Christ for border wall construction. And the Ronald Green family reached a $4.85 million settlement with Louisiana State Police and a local sheriff's office over the 2019 death of the black motorist, who died after being shocked, punched, and dragged during arrest. That's the parallax for Wednesday, May 13. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.